The Greater Sudbury Cubs won 2 out of 3 games played recently and retained their first place standing in the very competitive NOJHL West Division standings. The Cubs began the week with a 4-2 loss on home ice to the Sault Ste. Marie Thunderbirds on Thursday night. Scoring for the Cubs was Kyler Campbell with his 5th goal of the season, while Matthew Morin scored his 2nd goal of the season while shorthanded. Shots on goal favored the Cubs by a 31-28 margin. The Cubs then traveled to Blind River on Saturday to take on the Beavers. The Cubs jumped out to an early 3-0 lead and coasted to a 6-2 victory. Campbell continued his scoring ways with a hat trick, while Alexander Dillon, Jackson Bedard and Pearson Sobush had singles. Joel Rainville faced 39 shots for the win in goal for the Cubs. The Cubs wrapped up the week with a gutsy 5-3 victory over the Sioux Michigan Eagles on Sunday night. The Cubs jumped out to a quick 2-0 first period lead, but the Eagles roared back with 3 unanswered goals of their own in the second period. The Cubs quickly responded with 3 unanswered goals to seal the victory. The Eagles had won 3 games in a row coming into the Nickel City on Sunday. Carter Giafroy opened the scoring for the Cubs with a laser from the point before the Cubs' young guns contributed with goals by 16-year-old skilled forward Billy Biederman, 17-year-old Atlee Gringorton and 17-year-old Ben Harris. Campbell scored his league-leading 9th goal of the season into an empty net. Jake Marua was solid in goal for the Cubs as the 18-year-old netminder made 29 saves. The Cubs outshot the Eagles 48-32. The Cubs were 1-for-7 on the power play while the Eagles were 0-for-5. The Cubs hold the 2nd-best penalty kill stat in the league at 89%. The Cubs will now prepare for another 3-game week beginning Thursday, October 7 when they host the Espanola Express at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Arena. Game time is 7:30 p.m. There are plenty of tickets available at the door for Thursday's contest. Adults are $10, juniors and seniors are only $5 and children 12 and under are free with an adult. The Cubs will close out the Thanksgiving weekend with a road trip to Elliott Lake on Friday night and another visit to Blind River on Sunday. All games can be viewed in high def on HockeyTV.com.